I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it this morning. Your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. A 27-year-old woman named Casey was at a country music nightclub. Get down, girl, with your bad self.
I don't understand people that want to listen to country music when they're drunk. I'm sorry, but I cannot enjoy myself. Like when I'm drinking.
How do you not understand?
Because when I'm drinking, I want to dance and I cannot dance to country music.
Dance.
I've got to get my twerk on. I need to listen to dirty rap music. I cannot get drunk and listen to country.
You
want to
get in a line and do like a formation of some sort?
Line dancing is impressive, like real line dancing. People want to like, okay, do-si-do, round and round, put your woman on the ground. Like, there's stuff you can actually do, though. It's impressive, and they do it to hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
I used to DJ at, like, country nightclubs all the time when I worked in country radio. And, like, I know what you're saying, twerking is totally different, but I think it's cooler than you're going to give it credit to or that you might have seen.
See, when I'm going out, like, here downtown with my friends, mm-hmm. and one of them wants to go to one of these bars that, like, plays country music till a certain time, I always dread it. And I'm like, come on, please, anywhere else. Because it's just like, it doesn't get me in the mood to party. It's not pump up
music. It's not hyping you up. She's not like, come on.
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, then maybe you're going to be like this woman then, Alex, because, well, she didn't want to leave this Gainesville, Florida country nightclub when it closed at 2. She actually wanted to keep the party going and wouldn't leave. Finally, at 3 in the morning, a bouncer said, listen, you got to get out of the club, and he kicked her out. She responded by going out to her car, grabbing a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, classic right there.
BYOB.
And she ended up hitting him with it. Like, she just chucked a 12-pack at him.
Now, wait a minute. I thought she was going to bring it in and drink it and be like, fine, it's fine, I'll bring my own beer.
No, that's what you should do.
She used it as a weapon.
She threw the 12-pack. That could hurt. Apparently, the bouncer's going to be fine, but she's not going to be allowed to go back there and do anything. A 24-year-old guy named Sean, this happened in Kansas City, was pulled over back in September, and the cops found drugs and stolen guns in his backpack that were inside the car. So they took him back into the police station for questioning, and Sean swore, listen, guys, these are not my guns. I don't even know how any of that even got there. It's not my drugs. But the cops kept persisting, and Sean finally got them to stop. Like, he finally got them to quit asking questions.
Wow.
How did he do that?
What?
Sean, according to the police report, released a loud fart. Then he continued to be flatulent, and that's when they ended the interview. So this guy, just during the interview, continued to rip ass.
Oh my gosh.
And the cops let him go without charging him, thanks to the farts. Now, unfortunately for Sean, though, he got pulled over again a few days ago, and the cops found more drugs and more guns, and this time
he's just going to jail.
Yeah, he couldn't fart his way out of it.
That is just, I've never heard of anything like it.
I know, like, you have a gun, so you're telling me, like, if I just need to always be loaded up with gas inside my body, and I'll be fine, I'll get out of it.
Some toddler thinks we're the funniest show in America right now.
Oh, we are. We are number one with 2 to 4 month olds. It's incredible right now. And let's just keep this going. Your final dummy of the day story today. A young woman blamed racism, that's what she said, when she wasn't able to order French fries from a Taco Bell. The girl approached the counter and tried to order a medium fry.
Was this a white girl?
It was a white girl. I was going to get to that, but was told by an employee they don't sell fries. The employee then tried to explain their menu, like was trying to be really cool. And here's some audio of it. You got to listen. It's not the greatest. It's just it's cell phone. But I was like, okay, lady, you're crazy.
Welcome to Taco Bell. We are here today.
Tell me what French
fry
orders you have.
We don't have French fries.
No, not French fries. Anything along the side. Anything that's helpful.
So the F word there to be it. Like other customers, like lady, they sell tacos and burritos. Like they're trying to help her, but I don't know if she was high.
Yeah, did she
or
just say
drunk.
You have four eyes?
Yeah, she's looking at a guy like I'm trying to tell you, like, ma'am, they sell tacos and burritos here, Alex. You're like, oh, well, you've got four eyes.
Yeah, and you got zero eyes. Look at the menu.
You're ignorant as
f- Yeah, no, I'm not. Like, literally, I...
The best part is, like, the in this video is the actual, like, other customers, like, you dumb as hell. You dumb.
We're people who are challenged every day, and I never,
would
like...
you go to Burger King and order tilapia or a taco? No, you wouldn't.
That's I didn't. I just ordered french fries.
Literally. They don't have french fries. You see this? They don't have french fries.
Yeah, like, she... Yeah,
Burger King. I never come
She's drunk.
She has me because she's at a Taco Bell. She's like, I never come to Burger King. I'm like, lady, you're at a Taco Bell. Like, can somebody come get her? We'll put the full video up on the Dummy of the Day blog today so you could actually watch all of it. But oh my gosh, it's like, I've been drunk before and I made bad decisions, but I always knew that I was at a Taco Bell and that they did not have french fries.
That is fantastic.
Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.